and receive an encouraging word with an open mind and an awakened consciousness to simply know Christ Jesus. Thank you, Elder Roberts. Hallelujah for the beautiful message on this past Wednesday night as we got our mid-feast, midweek feast, I should say. Thank you for reminding us to have this consciousness in Christ Jesus and to connect that with an opened mind as we preached on last Sunday. Again, I want to draw our attention to chapter 24 of St. Luke, verses 44 through 48, verses 44 through 48. And it is, I'm so humble to see how the Holy Spirit can continue to use the same chapter, the same body of verses to preach to us in real time a fresh word. And so I would like to read these verses as we continue to allow our minds to be opened by Jesus through the Holy Spirit. Verse 44. Through 48. He said unto them, "These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me." Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. And said unto them, "Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things." Again, those verses are taken from chapter 24, St. Luke, verses 44 through 48. May God bless us to receive bountifully of his living truth, who we know is not a concept, but is the person of Jesus Christ, to walk in greater fullness and with the authority to move, to live, to think, to act, to strategize, to overcome, to be healed and made whole, and to be victorious through him that loves us. May his word remind us that we are the sons and the daughters of the Most High God, and because of the one drop rule, hallelujah, and thank God for Jesus, the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on that rugged hill, the rugged cross on that hill, for each of us, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen. Amen. Family, it keeps resonating within my spirit this morning that before we knew anything about COVID-19 last year, all of us have been facing individually and collectively our own particular pandemics on so many different levels. All of us have been experiencing a pandemic, maybe because of race, maybe because of sex, maybe because of class, maybe because of our audacity to believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. And even while we continue to hear that we are coming out of the pandemic, which we specifically refer to as COVID-19, the events of this past week, including the condo collapse in South Florida and the sentencing of Derek Chauvin concerning the horrific murder of George Floyd, reminds me that there are yet dangers seen and unseen. Things are seen and unseen. And So, God, I pray to the Father that he continues to protect us from the dangers, seen and unseen, that the Father will protect us from the plots and from the schemes, from the wiles of the devil, the spiritual wickedness in high places, seen and unseen, heard and not heard. I pray that the Father, hallelujah, and thank God for Jesus, that he will make us to hear joy and gladness in this year and in this season of Jubilee. As I reflected, hallelujah, on what has already taken place since last year, and try to sort it out in my finite mind, the text brought me a renewed hope. The audacity of hope, the audacity of faith, that now is the time for some R&R. Now is the time for some R&R. Here's R&R. Here's repentance and remission of sin. We find here in our text today that Jesus speaking unto his disciples, and he's reminding them that these are the words which I spoke unto you while I was with you, and that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. And Jesus reminded them that those things that were to be fulfilled, since he's going to take it to the next level, those things had to occur so that he could take it to the next level. It included his afflictions. It required his sweat and his blood as the suffering servant. And the text shows us that the Lord Jesus opened their understanding. He opened their consciousness of the body that they might understand the scripture. The scriptures. And he says here, the scripture. Jesus was pointing them to the scriptures and to what was written concerning himself. Too often, family, we hear too many sermons. Often those who are claiming to have a word from God. But please hear this with me today. If the so-called word, I don't care if it's just me preaching or Elder Bobby or anybody else, if the so-called word that is being preached is not connected to him, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, hallelujah, if it's not connected to him, it is not the rightly divided word of truth. When Jesus opened up their minds, he connected himself to what is written. If the sermon is just on Daniel in the lion's den, but it does not connect to Jesus Christ as the Alpha and the Omega, the author and the finisher of our audacious faith. If the Old Testament scripture relied upon in the sermon has us more focused on how to overcome our enemies than overcoming our sin, if the preacher has directed our attention on the what we have experienced, the what has held us back, the what we are going through, rather than the who, rather than Jesus Christ, who has gone through more pain and more suffering than anyone on this earth. That sermon, that so-called word from God, hallelujah, allegedly, is nothing more than a motivational message. Hear me, family. Hear me, please. Hear me, the family of Christ. The gospel is not just motivational. The gospel is not some message to squarely fit the challenges of our lives and to make us temporarily feel better for the moment. The gospel is inspirational. It moves on the inside of you. The gospel is transformational. It renews your mind. The gospel, hallelujah, connects us to the cardinal point of him and them all at the same time. It points us to God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and God the Holy Scriptures. It connects us to him and them all at the same time. We who are the true ministers of the gospel, we preach nothing more than Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's the best prosperity message that I can give you this morning. It's Jesus Christ and him crucified. It's the good news that Jesus Christ, who was crucified but is now resurrected and has ascended to sit at the right hand of the Father. And because he does so, greater works, hallelujah, shall you do, because he is with the Father. Somebody should praise him right now for being not just free, but being free indeed to be prosperous and made whole and healed from every disease. Our salvation this morning is in Jesus Christ, not money. Our wisdom is in Christ Jesus, not man's education or philosophy, not his economic, not his banking principles. Our power is in Christ Jesus. It's not in a political party. It's not in our own particular knowledge. Our power is not in the traditions of men, but our power is in Jesus Christ. Our Juneteenth, hallelujah, our Jubilee is in him. Not in the Emancipation Proclamation, not in the United States Constitution, not in the 13th and 14th Amendment, not in any voter civil rights act or voting rights act, but our Jubilee is in him. I hope that you are comprehending the "it is written" with me today. In our text this morning, Jesus gave the disciples a tutorial session, a spiritual refresher, if you will, of what is written in the scriptures. Jesus reminded them that it was necessary for him to suffer and to rise from the third day. The written scriptures had already laid the predicate and provided the disclaimer that we would know Christ as the suffering servant who would be bruised for our iniquities and by whose stripes we are healed. Our healing is not in medication. Our healing is not in a pill. Our healing is not in chemotherapy. Our healing this morning is in him operating in us. And bringing all things in order as he makes us whole. Focus with me on verses 46 and 47. And look at what Jesus said unto his disciples. And Jesus said unto them, "Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin, and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." It's in these verses that Jesus is taking his disciples to the next level with an open mind and in the real time, in an awakened consciousness of who he is and that his gospel is about R&R. His gospel is about R&R. Repentance and remission of sin. And when you let this gospel, when you receive this gospel of repentance and remission of your sin, you will find yourself having the best rest, the best relaxation of all times in this life and the life to come. I'm so glad this morning that he came into my life and that I accepted his gospel, his good news. I thank God for repentance. I thank God for a changed consciousness and an open mind to turn away from a life of habitual sin. I thank God for a changed consciousness and an open mind to not just turn away from my sins, but more importantly, in faith, to turn to Jesus Christ in this ministry of reconciliation with the Father. I can hear him say in the Old Testament, as it is written, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn, hallelujah, from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. Do you want to be healed with me this morning? I thank God for the remission of my sins, his forgiveness of all of my wrong. And check this out. And thank God that he has removed my sins away from me. And he's cast my sins into the sea of forgetfulness. I thank God that his blood did more than just cover my sins. I thank God that the blood, the one-drop rule, if you will, has taken my sins away. And just like the detergent Tide, the blood got the stains out of my life. Yes, it did. That I may live my life afresh and have a life more abundantly. I hope you're hearing this with me, family, this morning. Somebody should be able to praise him right now with me. Praise him because you too have come to experience his R&R. Somebody should be able to praise him with me this morning because you too remember when your condo, if you will, your life, your world was subsiding. You were going down just like me under the pressure of every weight and sin. But Jesus told you, like he told me, that he made it all right and that we could have some R&R. We could have some repentance and remission of sins, some rest, God, and relaxation. Thank you, God, for Jubilee. Somebody should be able to praise him right now for your R&R. Jesus gave you some rest and relaxation because you turned away from what you used to do and who you used to be, and you turned to follow Christ and be reconciled to the Father. Thank God, hallelujah, for this audacity of hope, the audacity of faith that we have in Christ Jesus to experience his R&R. Somebody should be able to praise him right now and to sing with me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. Oh, love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me.